This week actually marks the 35th anniversary of one of China's signature rulings from the last century, the one-child policy. Slowing down population growth was the goal, and it did that. So what's it like being one of those only children? Sunny Yang is one of them. She's now in her early 30s and is herself the mother of a single child, at least for now. Sunny lives in Beijing. As a kid, she says, she loved being an only child.
I was born in 1983 as the only child. When I was a kid, I enjoy it because nobody could grab my food or candy. I could enjoy everything. But when I grew older, especially when I entered university, I tried my best to, I think I have more conflicts between me and especially my mom.
I'm wondering, did you meet a lot of other only children at university who had been born as a result of the one-child policy?
Yes. I think over 19% of my classmates are the only child.
90,
right.
Wow.
Yes.
One thing that strikes me, though, if you're an only child, that means that when your parents are older, you've got two parents to take care of and you can't share that work with a sibling. Is that a lot of pressure? What are you finding?
It is a lot of pressure for a single child like me, because that means my husband and I must take care of our parents. Now they are still healthy. If they grew older, it's our duty and we must do it.
So I'm just curious how you're thinking differently now about your son and whether you're considering having another child.
I plan to have another child.
If you have another child, would you have to pay a fine?
No, because the policy has changed since January last year. If the couple, if one of you is a single child, then you could have a second child. So for me, I could have another child legally.
I'm just curious how you feel about the whole one-child policy. I know it's been changed a little bit, but I mean, the original goals of stemming population growth, they were fairly noble, weren't they?
I believe it benefited the economy of our country. But for individuals like me, I always dream about having a brother or sister. If I was the only single child in this country, I would think, oh, I'm so miserable and I'm just like a victim. But the whole generation, they're the same. So this policy influenced the generation and it looks normal in China and everybody just get used to it. We think it's okay.
Did you ever feel like the one-child policy deprived you of free choice of having as many children as you wanted?
Now I could have a second child. I think it's a progress of our society. Maybe in the future, after I have two kids, then I really want to have the third one, but I will break the rule. I will find another way to do it. I think everybody should have their choice.
So from your parents' perspective, I mean, they were not born during the one-child policy. They were born years before that. Can you give us a sense of what they went through, having just one child, you?
My father's mother had six children, and my mother's family, there are four kids together. This is a big contrast. But they are satisfied to just having me because they're always telling me during the hard times, the family was poor and they don't have enough to eat. My father said during the Great Famine in 1960s, everything they could have is carrot and potato. So they said, I think you are happier than me. But I don't think so. He has brothers and sisters at every party, the gatherings. They laugh loudly and they really enjoy their good relationship. I envy them.
Sunny Yang is an only child and the mother of an only child. She joined me from Beijing. Thank you very much, Sunny. Great to meet you.
Thank you.